4 RMM Mobile.
Tango 4 HKX Mobile.
King Patrick, Tango 4 QLG here. How you doing today?
Good, Chris. Other than being wet and cold, how about yourself?
Just came in from outside, so I'm not cold anymore, but I was cold. It's chilly. I hadn't been in the rain, so I hadn't got wet yet. I just had a quick question for you about last night. I'm flexing that. I was using the beam at a 45-degree angle. I know it wasn't pointing towards you, but I know last time you could pick me up on my Omni, and I was wondering if you got any RF from me last night on the beam. I know it wasn't pointing in your direction, but I figured you might have picked up some residuals or something. Could you hear me at all?
I did hear you last night. You were weak, but it was readable.
Okay, great. I ain't got my results turned in yet. I've been working on them today, making them readable. But I'd be interested to see. It seemed like I had better results with the Omni than the beam. Because, you know, I'm not spinning the beam around as I'm talking. So, it being directional, I knew I'd be missing some people, but I hadn't seen the results yet. Just wondering about you picking me up.
You, Richard, and Ed, and one more, I can't remember who it was.
Got Richard pretty good, too. He's coming all the way from Simpsonville, so that's a pretty good little stretch. I was surprised how clear I got him. And I think he was on an Omni also, instead of a beam. I don't remember.
He said he was on an omnidirectional last night, and I was surprised that I heard him, but I did.
He did pretty good this time, man. He picked up 3 or 4.
Hey, otherwise, though?
Sure hadn't. But I'm not complaining. I'm still blessed. Still here in the shop, so. Still making it.
Be in there one day and just hang out with you again.
If you get bored enough, come on. You're always welcome.
Yeah, I'll try to come down there here next week or two. If I can get a chance to get away, getting close to the holidays, it gets kind of busy.
I think it gets busy for everybody around the holidays. But it's a good time, friends.
Family's getting smaller and smaller, though.
If it was a family get together, then you make your family bigger, right?
Yeah, I try that, but I like Thanksgiving. We used to go over to my grandma's and or my mom's, and now both of those are gone. So I guess it'll just be me sitting at the house by myself this year.
Yeah, sadly, I know what you're talking about. Let's see, this is the 15th. 2 days is a 1 year anniversary for my mom's passing. So we spent last Thanksgiving without her, this will be the second. So I know exactly what you're saying. A little bit lonely without that one.
And February will be 2 years that my mom passed away. So I still a little fresh, but she's not suffering anymore, so that's a good thing.
And sir, you're exactly right. We're the only ones suffering because of their law. Knowing how much better off they are makes it worth it. Somehow. I can't quite understand it, because it's still missing. But you're right, they are better off.
It's better in the long term. You'll see her again. So that's how you got to look at it. So just a matter of time.
We still got to be thankful for what we got, even if it is sitting in the living room in front of the TV on Thanksgiving.
The wife, she's going over to her aunt's, and they all get together over there, so I don't know that I want to go be in the midst of that, because it's just them, so we'll let them deal with that.
Sister up in Spartanburg used to make Thanksgiving dinner for us every year. Last year she didn't. And I don't think she's going to this year either. But it's just because of the main one that's missing.
But you need to try to carry on those family traditions, even without them, because the next generation needs to see that. They need to have that in their lives.
And we do still carry them on, but that's one that was kind of special that we've been leaving out. I think that's the only thing that has altered. Everything else has been going the same. But Spartanburg is a long drive for just a meal.
From over there where you're at, Spartanburg is a pretty good ways. About like me driving down there.
And the shape I'm in right now, I don't drive that long. So, I'd have to hitch a ride, but normally hitch a ride with my other sister. She lives right beside me. But just lost the gumption when we lost Mama.
Well, hopefully y'all can still manage to get together and enjoy the family time and at least spend some time together as brothers and sisters anyway, family. But other than that, you got anything else going on? Anything you've been working on lately?
Just mainly staying upright. Doing some silencer transfers. That's keeping me busy, but right now I'm transferring them up to the store in Pickens. So Dave is going to take over for me on that spot, that side of things. He just got his SOT, so he's able to handle those transfers now. So we're getting in a little bit different inventory in town. Y'all come check it out next time you're out.
To do that. Next week's a short week anyway. I may try to sneak over there during the day sometime. If I do, I'll give you a shout. I'm heading that way.
Sounds good. Sounds like you got your problem with the radio in your truck straightened out, too.
I don't know what's going on, or if it's my radio or what. I can hear you fine right now. Been no problem. And then all of a sudden, just gone.
Last time we talked, I tried to look up that other repeater that you use when you cross over them to that black spot, dead spot, and I couldn't pull it up on a repeater book. And to find the offset and the frequency. Can you give me that information again? Let me write it down real quick, if you know it off the top of your head.
Meter frequency. It's 147.285. 147.285.
Okay, I finally found the name pin that worked. Do you remember that tone?
There's no tone on it.
Is that negative or positive offset?
We're on that one.
Automatic repeater shift will do it for me.
Another one is the 146.640. That one's in Hendersonville. I don't know if you can hit it or not. You might be able to.
Only one way to find out, right?
Only one way to find out. But Chris, I have a phone call, so I'm going to clear out. Good to talk to you this afternoon, and I'll get in touch with you next week, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
KO4QOD, I'm clear.